Wedwabbit, written and read by Lissa Evans. 1. It was such an ordinary evening, but every detail of it would matter. Every detail would become vital. "Wimbly woos," Minnie was wailing from her side of the bedroom. "Weed me Wimbly woos." "In a minute," said Fidge. "You're supposed to be drinking your milk." "But it's all warm and it's got a skin on top and it's revolting." "All right, I won't be long." Fidge was packing. In just under 36 hours, her mother, her sister, age 4, and herself, age 10 and a half, were due to go on what was likely to be their best holiday for years, and she wanted to be ready. She also wanted to try out a high-density packing technique she'd seen on a programme about mountaineers. What you did was roll up each item of clothing into an incredibly tight sausage secured with an elastic band. You then fitted the sausages in next to each other, like a bundle of sticks. Fidge was going to attempt to put her entire holiday wardrobe into the very small backpack she used for school lunches. This was partly because she liked a challenge, and partly because she knew that her mother's luggage would, as usual, consist of a huge assortment of random bags, while Minnie never went anywhere without an armful of toys, which she then dropped at 5-second intervals. Somebody had to have both arms free for emergencies. "Weed me Wimbly woos, please." "Not Wimbly woos again. Ask Mum." "Sorry, Fidge, I can't," called her mother from the living room. "I've got to finish making this hat by tomorrow morning. It's for a bride's mother and she's terribly fussy." Fidge groaned and got to her feet. Her sister's side of the room was spectacularly untidy. As Fidge picked her way across to the bed, there was a loud squeak. "Don't tread on Eleanor," screamed Minnie. "Well, don't leave her lying on the floor," said Fidge, irritably. She stooped to pick up Eleanor, who was a purple elephant with a pink skirt, huge long pink eyelashes, and a pink fluffy hairdo. "She's asleep," said Minnie. "Wedwabbit made them all go to bed early because they'd been naughty." "Oh." Fidge looked down and realised that the teddies and dolls had been arranged in long rows as if in a dormitory. Even the doll's buggy was lying on its side, covered with a blanket. Next to it, a silver bus with pink wheels had a little pillow under its front bumper. As usual, only Wedwabbit was in bed with Minnie. "OK," sighed Fidge, sitting on the bed and plopping the elephant down beside her. "You sure you want this book? We must have read it 8 million times." "I want it." "How about I just read 2 pages? "No." 5 pages? "Mum, Fidge is being mean." "Please, Fidge, just read her the whole book. It's not that long," called their mother, sounding weary. Fidge pulled a face, opened the Land of Wimbly Woos, and started to read the horribly familiar lines.